prediabetes is a condition in which a person's blood glucose levels are higher than normal, but not high enough for a diagnosis of diabetes. Dr. Griffin Rogers, director of the National Institute of Diabetes and Digestive and Kidney Diseases, says this affects a large portion of the population.
54 million Americans over the age of 20 have prediabetes. And now this is a condition that increases the risk for developing type 2 diabetes, as the name implies, but it also increases your risk quite substantially for having heart disease and stroke. And within this class of people who are at great risk of developing or either having or developing prediabetes, certain ethnic groups such as African Americans, Hispanic and Latinos, American Indians and Alaska Natives, Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders really have an increased risk for developing prediabetes and type 2 diabetes.
Dr. Rogers points out that there are other situations where a person may be at risk for diabetes.
For example, gestational diabetes occurs in some women during pregnancies and imparts a lifetime risk for them developing diabetes, mostly type 2 diabetes, in both the mother and the child. And women who are at high risk for developing gestational diabetes, or women who have actually developed gestational diabetes, can reduce their risk of ultimately developing diabetes by taking small steps for both themselves and their families.
Dr. Rogers explains what some of these small steps are.
People at risk for prediabetes can lower their risk by losing a modest amount of weight, by being more physically active, and by making healthy food choices every day.
For more information on the Small Steps, Big Rewards Prevent Diabetes campaign, visit www.yourdiabetesinfo.org or call 1-888-693-6337. This is Joe Balintvi at the National Institutes of Health, Bethesda, Maryland.